Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis will chair the Cabinet's e-meeting of ministers this morning. The agenda of talks includes a briefing on the latest economic and health safety issues relating to COVID-19, the appointment of the Governor of the Bank of Greece, the presentation of seven ministerial bills and a preparatory briefing ahead of talks for the EU's new EU Pact on Migration and Asylum. The Finance Ministry's amendment with the measures of the new support package for the economy was submitted to Parliament. The measures include, among other things, provisions for the reduction of VAT charges by restaurants, compensation of property owners for the reduced rents they are collecting, extension of deadlines for the payment of certified debts, and favorable tax arrangement for aircraft pilots as well as for sailors who are suspended from work. Greek Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis said yesterday that if the European Union eventually moves towards a joint debt issuance to finance a recovery program, it will be a huge step for the bloc. Mitsotakis described the European Commission's recovery plan as very ambitious, noting that Greece will be one of the countries that will greatly benefit from it. Minneapolis police in the US say one person was shot to death in the midst of Wednesday's night's violent and chaotic protests over the death of George Floyd. At my request, the FBI and the Department of Justice are already well into an investigation as to the very sad and tragic death in Minnesota of George Floyd, President Trump has tweeted. My heart goes out to George's family and friends. Justice will be served, he added. And the weather forecast. Local showers and occasional thunderstorms are forecast this afternoon in Attica. The temperature will reach a maximum of 22 degrees Celsius.